Oh no, Yael, don't tell me. You've started smoking again.
Well, Don, I read a study that claims that by smoking, I'm actually saving our overburdened healthcare system money in the long run. You see, because smoking reduces life expectancy, smokers generate less in medical bills over their lifetimes than their long-lived non-smoking friends. So the increased costs of treating illnesses related to smoking is balanced out by the reduction in life expectancy.
Yael, that's the dumbest reason I've ever heard for smoking. First of all, you're certainly not doing your family and friends a favor by deliberately lowering your life expectancy. In fact, your family will have to absorb the losses incurred when you miss work due to smoking-related illnesses. Second, there's a lot of debate over the best way to measure the economic costs of smoking.
Come on, Don. Numbers don't lie.
Yes, but every study is based on different assumptions and uses different data and methods. For example, should you measure the cost of smoking by looking at the cost of treating major illnesses like lung cancer and heart disease? Or should you also measure the cost of less serious illnesses? Should you take into account the fact that people who live longer also pay more taxes and insurance premiums? Should you look at the overall cost of the healthcare system or at the cost per individual? What about...
Okay, I get it.
Anyway, regardless of how you calculate them, the economic costs of smoking are inconsequential compared to smoking's real price, the misery caused by the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people each year, and the illnesses of several million.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.